Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raisin Gray Studios. Shout out to Paw Hopper Golf Apparel. I don't know why the fuck I just tried to make that sound like I was from Boston. They're not even from fucking Boston. They're from Denver. Big shout out to Gridiron Coffee, Derm Dude. Go look them up for all your beard, body, and tattoo needs. Our newest sponsor, come on to the show. Very much appreciate you guys. Williams Tire, Nobles Networking. Did I do everybody? I think I did everybody. Our management company, Red Circle, and all the corporate sponsors. Tonight is going to be a shit show. I have no idea what the fuck we're going to talk about. So if you really want like some good context to a show, this ain't the one. I don't know what the fuck is about to happen. But I got two guys here sitting here with me. I got a room full of people. So if you hear chatter in the background, just know that I told them to go fuck themselves too. I'm sorry that they're ruining the show. My best friend in the world, he's 9 days older than me. I've cried on his shoulder just as much as he's cried on mine. I couldn't probably pick nobody better to hang out with during the holidays than Cody Wiggins.
How y'all doing?
I'm glad to have you back, sir. They like you. I don't know if you remember the last show when you were trying to describe the Middle East. You did a real fucking bad job.
Yeah, that was a bad night.
Coach Kelly would kick your ass for not knowing where shit was in the Middle East.
That night, I had to go.
Yeah, no shit, I remember.
I left.
Scoot your mic closer to you. Don't be scared of it. It ain't a dick. If it is, just, you know, suck it. It won't hurt you. The other guy that is here, I don't really know a lot about this guy. He's followed me for a while on social media, and he is one of the guys that every time I go out and run into, he's always just as nice. He's bought me a shit ton of shots at Crazy Bull. Mr. Dylan, how are you doing, sir?
What's going on, guys?
What's your last name, Dylan?
Howell.
Howell. We don't want to get you confused with that mullet fucker that used to live with me. Did any of y'all ever get to meet that guy? That guy's a piece of shit.
Who?
Do you not know him?
No.
Let me tell you about this guy.
Is it just the mullet that makes him bad?
No, he's just a piece of shit. So first off, the guy lived with me. I was very nice to him. He was he's young, and he didn't want to live at home no more, and he always would like take me places, be my DD and shit. So I was like, okay, cool. He can live with me when I lived in Danville, when I was working at the radio station and everything. This guy told this girl at one point in time that he owned a piece of Raisin Grace, and that's why he didn't have to work. Like, he got a check every month from me. And this is how all of his shit looks like came falling down, was the girl called me and was like, hey, when is Dylan getting paid? Because he's already used like $500, $600 for me in the past 2 weeks, and I just want to know when he's going to be reimbursed. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, if you're paying that kind of money, I'm coming to work for you.
I'm not. That was the point. Like, this bitch was lying to everybody, and not just this girl, but like even his mama and daddy. And what he would do is when I worked at the radio station, I had to be at work at 6 o'clock every morning. So I'd get up like at 5 or 4:45, somewhere in there. I'd go to work. This guy would say he worked nights. He would go somewhere in the middle of the night, and we found out that it was mostly him going to sleep in his car. And the second that I left, he would say like he was going to work at like 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, because he knew I'd be asleep. He would come back home or sleep in his car for a little while, then come back to the house the second I left. I mean, you could clearly know when I was at work because I was on the fucking radio. You could tune in and hear me. As soon as he knew I was at work, he'd be back at the house.
So is he from around here?
Oh, yeah, he's from Dublin. He looks like Morgan Wadlin. Like, he really looks like Hardy's dad. Like, I hate him. I fucking despise him. Last time I saw him, we was at the house in Danville. And I can't remember what brought it up. He was talking shit about this girl he had been dating. And she's actually like a really sweet girl. And he kept burping in my face. And Cody knows. Cody knows how I am about us couples. You don't put your finger in my face, and you don't do, like, disgusting shit in my face. This motherfucker would not stop. I grabbed
him. Huh? Hey, like, what was his...
He was so drunk, he didn't know any better. And Lee Tucker even told... Lee Tucker got scared that night. Lee literally got fucking petrified because he thought I was going to whoop this young kid's ass. And, like, Lee told him beforehand, just chill out. Could you please stop that? He's going to get mad. I think most people in this room see me mad at one point in time.
Several.
Yeah. And he wouldn't stop. And he finally did it one good time. I grabbed him by his fat ass throat like a turkey neck. And I put him against the wall. And this dude's bigger than me. He's like 6 foot tall, 8,000 pounds. He's very hefty. And not in a good way. Huh?
An absolute unit.
No, he's an absolute unit of shit is what he is. He looks like a walking turd. And that was bad. And I don't know how we get it talking about Dylan's bitch ass.
My name.
Oh, because your name's Dylan. But it even got worse. It even got worse. So, like, I don't know how many people know this, but when COVID came around and, like, radio stations and stuff started, like, me and the person I was co-hosting, we had to alternate days because you had to be 6 feet apart and all this shit. This guy lied about working at a radio station, and he had met all these musicians through me. And so he started doing, like, I don't think it was Zoom. It was something else to where he was telling these musicians that he was working at the same radio station I was, or a different one. I can't remember what the lie was. But he was getting them to do, like, Zoom calls and shit with him to where, like, he put it out on social media.
How the hell do you lie about being on a radio? I mean, they can't go and...
He didn't say he was a radio... Well, think about this. If you live in Nashville, you can't tune into a local radio station. So he was doing this to people. And finally, I had saw where he had did it to Dylan Marlowe. Or is Dylan Marlowe a Trey Teen? I can't remember. And I called them. And I was like, what did this fucking guy tell you? And they told me. I took a screenshot. I got them to text it to me. I sent a screenshot to the people of the radio station this dude was representing. They almost filed charges on this dickhead. It was bad. So you have a shitty name, but you're a good person.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I think.
And if anybody knows who I'm talking about, please punch him in the stomach. I know it's going to hurt your hand, but videotape it, send it to me. I'll put you on social media. I really hate this guy.
Obviously.
I don't know what we're going to talk about. So I guess we start with Chuck's wedding. Would that be a good place to start?
It was nice.
I had the best time at the wedding.
I did too.
That's the first wedding I've been to in a while that me and you was both at together that we got to enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, that's the first wedding I've been at in the past 2 years that I've enjoyed myself.
Besides Jenna Yon's. You wasn't at Jenna Yon's, but Jenna Yon's wedding was absolutely beautiful.
I've kind of ruined a lot of weddings.
Have you?
Obviously.
Did you hear what I said when I got to do my toast, like the first line?
I did.
First line of my
toast.
Keep
your shirt on.
I said I promised not to fight nobody and I was going to keep my shirt on. That was a shot.
Yeah, that's kind of why we left early.
Was it? Well, you didn't leave early.
I left with you.
I know. That's not why
I left real early.
Oh, no, we was gone. I knew that something was fucked up when the first thing I saw you, who does not drink liquor, walks up to me with a flask.
Yeah. Ew.
I went outside crying to Cody within the first 30 minutes of me seeing him.
He saw me. I pulled up, and he comes up, man, and I was like, have you been crying? He was like, all day. So I
Chuck
handed him
got
a flask.
Married before me. That's all I can think about.
Everybody's going to get married before you.
I'm not going to get married.
I think everybody has got married before you now.
At least once.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn, there's some people going on to the third by now.
True.
This is okay. I'm happy. I'm just going to be a whore for a while. But no, and your mom had talked earlier in the week. And when we had talked earlier in the week, like she had told me something. I can't remember what it was. I was drunk when she was telling me. But it was pretty much her saying, like, she was asking me, you know, I make a lot of new friends now.
Yeah.
And I was trying to tell her, I was like, it doesn't matter the new friends or shit I make. Like, Cody and Justin are always going to be A1 day one.
Always.
And she was like, well, you probably should tell Cody that sometime. And I was like, okay. So in my brain, me being fucked up and the first time I seen you in a while, I was like, what's his last name?
Kirkley.
Hunter Kirkley to score a touchdown. I don't fucking know his name.
You don't remember her last name?
No. It's been Wiggins for so long, I don't fucking remember.
Almost 12 years.
Good point.
Almost. Have y'all already been married almost 12 years?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do y'all know one of the ugliest pictures ever of me is at your wedding?
Did you like that green shirt? And
no, I had a purple shirt on.
No, who had a green shirt?
Somebody I don't know. I'm sitting next to, what was that girl's name who one-upped everybody with every fucking story she ever told?
The ex you had that I hated?
No, I didn't bring nobody to your wedding. I had a fucking, in this picture.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't have brought her anyway.
No, I would definitely would have brought her. Anidra Moore.
Oh.
Anidra Moore. I'm sitting next to Anidra Moore. Anidra, if you heard this, I'm just telling you, I've been wanting to say this to you for a long time. It did not matter if I knew fucking George Washington. You knew Abraham Lincoln. Like, she has one-upped every story ever. If you knew one person, that bitch knew 10.
She's over at the racetrack tonight.
So I bet she is. She ain't listen. Well, it's not live. She don't listen to shit no way. She's a very good person. We've known her since she was a baby. What was her nickname? What did they used to call it? It wasn't, because nobody called her Anidra. Was it Macy?
Yes.
It was Macy, right? Yeah. But anyway, there's a picture of me sitting next to her in the front row at your wedding, and I had a choker on. I had a she-shell choker.
Yeah, you've never been able to say that. So
I said she-shell.
Yeah.
It's Cecil. I can see that. If I don't put emphasis on the other words,
you
I say it wrong.
You still didn't even do it right.
Shut the fuck up. What are y'all two over there being scandalous about? I don't give a fuck. In the background. By the way, Cody's wife, her name is Sloan. Sloan, I'm very sorry I did not acknowledge your cleavage last weekend at the wedding. I heard that I was supposed to.
Looked nice, didn't it?
I didn't pay attention to her titties.
I did.
I bet you did.
I did.
I bet you didn't get to play with them when you got home either.
I didn't. I played with the toilet.
Cody, I knew that when you fell out of my truck when we got to Cindy's, that your life for the next 24 hours was going to be bad.
Oh, my life for the next 24 hours was great because I don't remember any of it.
You didn't feel bad?
No, I felt horrible the next day.
That's what I meant. That was part of the 24 hours, Cody.
Fucking death the next day. I drove home, but
I don't know how
I drove home. I went and saw my grandma.
You drove home the next day?
Yeah, I drove to my grandma's. We put Christmas trees out. And
you were done.
Went and saw my granddad.
I don't remember. Yeah. All I remember.
Called you.
I wake up the next morning, and I had a fucking gold watch on my wrist from my daddy. Yeah.
Donnie!
When the hell
Donnie
did he
fucking
do that?
Put a gold watch on my wrist, and I'm like,
really?
Bitch, I don't wear watches. Yeah. We stood there and talked to my mama and my daddy for fucking ages.
I know you gave like several speeches in the living room. I
give speeches.
That.
I'm a speech giver, motherfucker. I don't know what to tell you.
No, I just kind of stood back.
Hold on. Sloan's coming to the table. Let me turn this mic on. Hold on. There's no sense.
She was going to do it.
Of course she was. Sloan, say something so I make sure you're getting registered.
Josh didn't fuck up this wedding.
You got to get it way closer to your face.
I said you didn't fuck up this wedding.
Yet. There's still time. I can't fuck up the wedding no more. I can definitely fuck up the marriage.
No, Chuck will do that.
I bet he fucking will. God, you know why I know he's not going to fuck up the wedding? They got season tickets to Georgia.
No, didn't he say they don't have that anymore? They had the Braves, I think.
Does it really fucking matter? As long as
they both choke.
Yeah. Well, no.
Except for this year.
No,
which means they'll both fucking win this year.
They're going to. That's what I'm saying. There's no way with the Braves winning that the Dogs don't win in the same year.
I hope they do.
Or the next year. Whatever. Same start of the season.
They'll win.
They ought to. What's crazy is I started being an Auburn fan because of you. Then I went to Florida because I like Spurrier and I like Urban and Tebow. But now I don't really give a fuck anymore. But I know Georgia's good for business. So I'm a Georgia fan now. I don't care. But I've been to more Auburn games with you and your family than I've been to fucking anything.
Found some pictures at my grandma's.
Of us?
On Sunday. We was going through picture albums, and I was like, Sloan, look at this. It was you. I said, there was one, us in the phone booth.
The phone booth?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Fuck no, I don't remember phone booth.
Auburn used to have phone booths on their main street.
God damn, we're old.
Yeah.
Nobody even knows who fucking what a phone booth is now.
I think that's why we took a picture. Now we just, didn't know what a fucking phone booth was.
No, fuck no. Well, one of the best times I've ever had at Auburn was because of you and your family. You went as a recruit one time as a kicker.
Yeah.
And we got to go on the field. There was some badass pictures. I don't know where they're at anymore. Of us, like, in the end zone.
I've got them.
In Auburn and everything. We got to sit front row.
I've got them there at the house.
They're on Kitten's wall.
Are they?
Yeah.
It was cool. Only thing that wasn't cool about it is I had that big fucking stupid puffy jacket on of yours. He had, like, a Ralph Lauren fucking polo jacket.
I don't know what I'm talking about. My grandma used to buy all
the orange jacket. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That orange puffy jacket that made you look like you was the Michelin man?
Yeah.
You had to walk around with your arms like you was on a cross.
I didn't wear it. You wore it.
Yeah, no shit. I was poor, bitch. I was cold.
Looking like a bust.
It was either be cold or wear your jacket.
I wore my Letterman, so you wore that one.
God damn. Oh, I probably would have wore my Letterman, but you were there for a recruit, so I didn't feel like it was.
I'd have wore it. If it was your ass.
Nah, because I was already.
Somebody picked
I'd have lied my ass off. They'd be like, who are you? I was like, I'm just a real good linebacker
recruit.
I'm pretty
sure we lied a lot to them anyway.
Oh, we absolutely did.
Considering nobody went with us except me and you.
No.
It
really?
Was me and you. Nobody went with us.
Why did nobody go with us?
Because I didn't want anybody to go with us.
Oh, because you wanted us to lie. We was trying to get some college pussy.
Yeah.
And both of us were like, hey, my name's Cody.
Hell, we was going to college parties when we was fucking 12.
No, you were. I was not.
No, you was there with Justin, and we snuck up to the frat house. And they
no, I wasn't.
Yes, you was.
Was I?
Yes. Because it's like, hey, look at that little kid over there in the woods. And we picked on Justin because they called him a little kid, not us.
Ah, that's right. You remember when we was in Panama that time and they thought I was his dad?
Mm-hmm.
Justin Hardy. Oh, we're not supposed to say his name on the show. He's told me this like 5 times. We're not supposed to say his name on the show. Well, the bitch should have come and done the show by now. I love him to death. But, we went to, we was in Panama City. We all used to go to the beach together every summer. And there was one summer that me and Cody, we had finally figured out, we were past puberty. And we was like trying to get laid and shit all the time. And we never got laid before or played with. What are you fucking doing?
What about little Debbie Josh?
It's not little Debbie Josh. It wasn't little Debbie Josh, little Debbie Justin. If you said little Debbie, then I got my ass whooped. My cousin growing up was always smaller until he wasn't.
All those pictures was in the same album, too.
I bet they were.
I did, and I started to show her, but
You should have. My cousin, I was a bitch back then. Like, I would not fight any of my friends. Like, I was scared of them. Now, I will knock the fuck out of any of y'all. Just know this.
No, he won't. Still loves us.
I do love y'all.
E for everyone.
Yeah. But back then, right. Justin would, intimidate me. Because I was kind of the weird one out of all of us. And
you were the biggest out of all of us, and he was always the smallest.
I don't know why I didn't knock him the fuck out like one time and just be like, bitch, act right. Probably because I was the poorest one, too. Like, I wanted to keep doing shit. I got to go do shit with you and your family and him and his family.
Me and your dad talked about that at the wedding.
Did y'all?
Yeah.
I tried to get him to come tonight.
I knew it was going to be too late, and he was not coming out.
No, he didn't want to come participate in this.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, he told me to go fuck myself all ago.
Yeah, I figured that.
Well, there's a house next to him for sale, and like I wanted to go look at it, but they told us what the price tag on it was earlier. And
the one that they cut all the trees down Keefe's old house?
And it's the one they cut all the trees down. It's Steve Cooey's old house. Yeah. And anyway, they told us what they wanted for it, and I was like, fuck you. No, that's real cute and shit, but I'm good.
Well, then you're going to spend about another $100,000 to get all the tree stumps out of the yard that they just left there.
I think they're clearing. I think what they're doing is they're wanting somebody to. It's 40 acres. I think they're wanting somebody to buy the house and then everything in the back. They're really setting it up to where you can put like 5 or 6 trailers or something out there and it almost be like a country trailer park or something. Yeah, and I ain't about that life.
There's one like
right up the road.
Down the road.
Right up the road. And it's that one looks like it's flourished. It doesn't look like they sell crack and meth there at all.
Oh, no.
That looks like, if right now, if I want to get some drugs, I know where to fucking go.
Hey, I got a question about that, by the way.
What?
When two meth heads start, you know, talking, are they speed dating or are they just mething around?
They're just mething around.
Just mething around.
Yeah. Now, you answer this, Cody. For those who don't know, Cody and his wife have battled addiction back in the day. They've been clean for what? How many years? 14 years? Y'all know how fucking proud I am of y'all. Like that. See, that's why I can pick on y'all about that.
It don't bother me. I know where I was at.
Yeah. Don't matter. I still loved you. Y'all was messing up, but hey, I was still your friend. I'm just glad to see y'all done so fucking good. You're Sloan, what are you now? You got to get in front of the microphone.
Surgical tech.
You're a surgical tech. What are you? You think anybody you work with is going to fucking hear this? Are they really? All right, well.
Hey, we be promoting.
Good. Y'all be keep promoting. Well, they should know what badasses they got and how loyal y'all would be because of that shit. You know what I love about people that fucked up in the past? They end up being the best people in the future. They really do. The people that have messed up when they were younger and they know that they fucked up and they made it right are always the best fucking people to be around.
That's because they've been there and...
They understand.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand where a lot of people come from with it. Like, listening to your shows.
Yeah.
I get a lot of it. And I think you've said several times about the rehab. That's not...
Yeah.
Rehab's not going to fix you.
It's not. You got to want to fix yourself.
If you don't want to fix yourself, you ain't going to fix yourself.
Yeah.
And that's where I was at, where she was at. So
that's what makes y'all special. Y'all know how many people that go through that shit and actually get out without having to do hard time or fucking go to a rehab?
Very minimal.
No, it's probably like less than 1%. You can end up like my sister in a cult.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
I'd like to see you in a cult, though.
Oh, no.
I would. I bet you drink the Kool-Aid so goddamn fast.
I'd be the one passing it out.
Oh, I know you'd be the one fucking passing it out. No. I know. It's just, you know, I think those people make the best people. That's why I like the damaged people in this world. I don't like, if you come up to me and you act like you've never been through shit or you're perfect, I want nothing to fucking do with you.
Well, why would you?
There's nothing
genuine about them.
No, it makes no fucking sense for anybody to be like, who just walked in? Who's me? Oh, what the fuck's up? I didn't know you was coming. I texted you and told you to come. Oh, you ain't met Peyton yet, have you? Go meet Peyton. Introduce yourself to who you is as to Peyton. I love
my
Peyton.
My daughter's name's Peyton.
Is Chris with you?
He is running to Eastman to pick up somebody.
Hell yeah. Who's he going to pick up in Eastman?
Our friend's there.
Hell yeah. I don't remember.
Hold on a second.
We're going to pause this before Josh gets in trouble.
Yeah, both.
All right, we're back from the first piss break, and we added Miss Peyton Allen to the. That's weird to say. I've never said your last name. You got it closer, Dick.
It is very weird to
that's
say.
I've never said that before.
I mean, I jumped from one to the alphabet to the other.
What was it? Was Peyton Young?
It was.
You look great, by the way.
Thank you. I try.
God damn, this is weird.
Man, I don't look as good as you, but I try.
Well, no shit. I mean, God
Man,
delivered this package.
Go no more.
I can't grow a beard, you know. Just got what I got.
Don't feel
I mean,
bad. I can't grow one
either.
You
got to take testosterone. Now, you got like, what is this? Like a little goat thing going on.
A little goat.
Ain't nobody worse than this guy. That's this guy had the goat thing going on for the longest time. What did y'all over there doing? Why is your old lady saying fuck you?
I feel
what
like
did you do?
Y'all lady just brought me a goddamn
meat and spirit. Whoa, and we're pausing it on that one.
I do like a video doctor appointment right now.
You're not. Is it okay?
Thank you.
Old lady for the evening. God damn it. No, it's okay. Fuck it. It's okay.
Just say you're referring to me.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. You're just a little closer. You're as loud as you fucking are. The what? Yeah, but that's your old lady. I don't give a fuck. This is my show. I'm single, ready to mingle, ready to give you some dingle. You know what I'm saying? Nobody said nothing to you.
Just the dingle, not the dangle.
No, there's not much dangle to the dingle.
Skull can.
Skull can.
You ever seen a skull can?
Wow, I'll just sacrifice some beer on that one.
What?
By that big, but by that big round.
Oh, no. This, no. I am as long as I am girthy. It's very cute. Is it?
So,
my like, look, I
like
shit you not.
Button.
I shit
no,
you not. I shit you not.
But only cuter.
I shit you not. My dick is a representation of me.
So how long?
Like, if you put on my pants.
It's got a long beard.
It does. The older you get, the less you shave. I promise you that.
It's like a bat.
My
pound.
Balls
a
look like
base.
A fucking gangster right now. Like, literally, my balls have a goatee at this present moment. Otherwise, they're going to fucking mug you.
Wait, is it a goatee or a mullet?
No, it's not balls. A mullet. There's an afro up top, and then there's like a fucking, it looks like.
Mine's got a mullet.
Does it?
Yeah, you know, we gotta match curtains.
Please shave that off.
Listen,
it has, if you're going to have a mullet, you got to do it way tighter up top, and you got
to
do a design.
Do I need to shave a three inside
I will.
Head?
Don't put a three inside the fucking thing.
Oh, mine's a two, so.
I'm going to be real, though. Like, I'm kind of digging the mullet comeback. I'm not going to
lie. I like it on certain people.
I appreciate
well,
you.
If it's done well.
I appreciate you.
I like it. Yours looks good.
Thank you.
Yours doesn't look trashy.
Like, you got 50 ways to
it. Doesn't look like you suck Morgan Wallen's dick at all.
He's just mad because he doesn't have one.
Well, that's okay.
I do have
a beard, and I don't.
It's just clear.
It's clear.
I have clear hair.
It's unicorn hair. Okay.
It is.
It's magical.
My shit is transparent as fuck.
It magically
do
went
y'all
away
know how unfair?
Doyle.
Do y'all know how unfair it'll be if I could fucking have a mullet in this beard?
I do have a question.
It's over with. I'd look like a lion.
I do. Have
I
a
would.
Question.
I would look. I would walk around looking like the king of the fucking jungle.
Because
right,
I've always wondered this
do?
About
what?
People
is that
who are bald.
Like a girl, though?
Yeah.
You can't
when
be
you wash your face, how far up do you go?
I never stop.
You never stop.
You can be two of the three.
I literally
cannot be all three.
Exactly.
That's right. I literally wash everything on my body exactly the same size as my beard. Like I put like some shampoo or conditioner in my beard, everything else, just Dove soap. Balls Dove to soap. Forehead.
Because it's got moisturizer.
Yeah, it moisturizes it.
What kind of conditioner you use? Because I've been looking for
it. Oh, Derm Dude. Shout out to Derm Dude, the newest sponsor on the show for the 3-in-1 beard and body wash. Sandalwood. Fucking fantastic. Go buy Derm Dude right now.
Y'all can't see it. His beard's pretty majestic.
It is fucking very majestic. Looks better if you sit on it, you know what I'm saying? It's very soft. What? You're going to have to take one for the team later, so you just go ahead and... What team?
We volunteer you, we volunteer you as tribute.
I quit.
We volunteer you as tribute.
That's okay. I don't know what it does. What does that do in Hunger Games? Is it just the two?
Hungry? No, it's the three Hungry. Fingers.
Is it the three fingers?
It's three.
Oh, because she's thick.
It's a Gen Z thing. It's okay. I'll tell you later. Gotcha.
Gen Z? You never watched Hunger Games? Oh, Hunger Games is fire.
Flames.
It's about a bunch of poor people who decide that it is better to murder each other than go hungry.
It is a post-apocalyptic story of youths fighting for their own territory.
It's amazing.
God damn, watch it once or twice.
So, there we go. I was trying to take over my territory when I stabbed you.
Oh, you want to bring that shit up?
Wait, no,
you
I got to know. Now
you
want to
talk about that on the fucking show?
He stabbed you?
I got to know.
Yes. All right, so let me tell you about this fucking dickhead. Cody used to bully me all the time. He used to bully me all the time. We was in church. This is how fucked up this story starts. It starts when we were in church.
In front of God and everyone.
Oh my God, wait,
no, it literally is.
Yeah,
so this bitch had just got a brand new knife. Sharp as fuck. And he was poking me in my leg in church trying to get me to fucking make a noise. I'd had enough. He did all through church service. We got home. Bitch wouldn't stop it. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this motherfucker. And I picked up a baseball glove, and I went to slap him with the baseball. I went to throw it, I think.
So you assaulted him first.
No,
yeah.
He stabbed me.
He hit me in the face with a baseball glove.
You
so
fucking
stabbed
me for an
you hit
hour.
Me first. I didn't stab you. I just poked you.
No, they were like,
wait,
washed
you
in his
stab
blood
you for an hour?
In the Lord's name, and you were like, stab this nigga. That's what you're doing. Like, I'm going to stab the fuck out of him.
He was practicing the crucifixion.
They was. I was bleeding. I gave my blood for all your sins.
I appreciate it.
Jesus, I'm sorry.
That's
that was
a
bad joke.
That's a real holy.
It's okay. Jesus knows what just happened.
We're all like...
He got the joke. But anyway, so we get home, and you hush. We get home, and he keeps doing it, and I pick up my baseball glove, and I'm going to throw it at him and slap the fuck out of him with it. And he was too close, and I actually slapped him with it. And when I did, he says he fell into my leg with a knife. Now, Cody Wiggins is the only motherfucker in this world that knows that if he fell or if he didn't like getting slapped in the face with a baseball glove, that he wanted to retaliate. All I know is that all 6 inches of serrated blade was in my hip. And then I still to this day remember, I was in these light blue American flag boxers.
Not no mo.
Not no mo. Them bitches they got cut off. They had a big hole in them.
Days was washed in the blood.
Yeah, they was washed in Jesus.
Jesus.
So anyway, I get stabbed, and I reached down. All I felt was like this burning sensation in my leg. I didn't know I'd been stabbed. I just felt like my leg was fucking hot. I reached down to touch it. I pull my hand back up. It's covered in blood, and I pass out. And Cody's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. That. I don't know what to do. So he went and got my mama, and my mama was like, what the fuck? And they took me to the hospital. But let me tell you what piece of shit he is. Cody was like, hey, I'm just going to stay back and clean your room.
No, I went because you
But what did you say? What did you say first?
I did clean your room. I did not want to go.
No, because you knew that your mama was going to find out you stabbed me, and then she's going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
My mama wasn't going to fuck you up, but your mama was going to fuck you up.
Just a few takeaways from this. Number one, neither one of those accidents were really accidents. You really slapped him in the face with a baseball glove. You really stabbed his ass for it.
Yeah.
Can we be men and admit that now?
Pretty much.
I was 14 years old. I admit nothing.
Dude, if someone
I was defending myself. I had enough of his shit.
If someone stabbed me, that'd be the second worst mistake of their life.
I
first one was thinking about it.
Have you ever been stabbed?
I've been shot.
That shit now.
Yeah.
That shit's a whole different feeling when you get stabbed. All of a sudden, you're like, okay. Like, maybe I don't want to fight this bitch. If he'll stab me, what will he do?
Well, then the knife's in you now. He can't.
No.
I pulled it out.
No, the knife was in me. Then
You did a full insert, excerpt.
And to make it fucking worse. I got the stitches put in me, and he went so deep with the knife that from my hip to my knee was purple, like he had damaged some shit. And we were going to the beach the next day.
Is that why you have a gangster walk?
Yes, okay. That's because my dick. So the next day is when we're going to Panama as a group. So I'm like walking up and down the streets of Panama. Just leg purple stitches in it.
And you cannot get it wet.
You couldn't.
But you did.
I did. And then his mom took the stitches out at the same time. And I'm telling you, like, I remember laying there and just being like, fuck, this hurts. And in the same trip, I was playing basketball with these little black kids. And they were cool as shit. They say the same condo as us. I went up, tried to rebound on a motherfucker.
When you can't jump. I could jump.
I was an athlete back then.
Oh, he still couldn't jump.
You shut the fuck
He's
up.
Lying.
Bitch.
He still couldn't jump.
What do you mean I couldn't
Look,
jump?
I've seen him try to get stuff on the top shelf at Walmart. Like
you shut the fuck up with your tall Amazon ass. What do you mean I couldn't jump? I was more athletic than you.
Hey, you still couldn't jump?
Bitch, I could jump.
Look.
I have dunked
Y'all
before.
Are laughing now about the Amazon joke? Wait till my husband wants
What, on a little tykes there,
Did you say
goal?
Little tykes?
Yeah.
I'm going to beat your ass a little tykes basketball stick. On an 8-foot goal, middle school goal, I have dunked.
8 foot?
It might have been let down a little bit. But
it was not let
did.
Down a little bit. It's not let down a little bit at all. I was an athlete.
He was an athlete, but it damn sure wasn't in basketball. He was really good at football and baseball. I give him that.
I was not bad at basketball.
Hey, when I
Until
played,
he ruined his career by stabbing.
Yeah, motherfucker. That's
when I played football, I played in guard and tackle, and I sat on the end of the bench, and I guarded the water cooler, and I tackled anyone who tried to take some.
Hey, that ain't
That's
a bad
cute.
Position.
Look,
you know
I
what?
I sat in the stands and watched you fuckers hurt yourselves.
I'll guarantee you, me and Cody Wiggins both wish that's what we would have done.
Man, you ain't lying.
Because my knees hurt, my ankles hurt, my shoulder is garbage.
You need
I
a
wish,
Jaren Call endorsement.
I'll say,
I'm hurt. I hurt every inch of my body.
Surgery twice.
Yeah, I got
and back
shoulder,
surgery, so.
Knee, and ankle, so, and calf surgery.
Yeah, fuck.
Who's got a pacemaker?
Cody's fucking got one in his back.
I got one in my back.
I got one right here.
I got one
you have
right
what?
Here. You want to feel mine?
Hang on.
You have a pacemaker?
I got Joker.
Why do you have a pacemaker?
Because, you know, my heart likes to be a bitch and not do her job. So, you know, I got a shocker.
God damn.
Like, watch out.
Heart surgery.
What are you going to have heart surgery on? I doubt that.
You kind of stepped right into that one.
No, it was
what
a joke.
What are you going to have heart surgery on?
That don't mean you can just get one. You ain't the goddamn Scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz.
So heartless.
Oh, was it the Tin Man that needed a heart? Scarecrow needed a brain.
We saw that you watched the movie.
Bitch, yeah, like you ain't gonna watch Wizard of Oz.
I was being facetious. Everyone has watched Wizard of Oz, whether they wanted to or not.
Yeah, I had teachers that made me watch it.
Hey,
Wizard of Oz. You know,
hey, that was amazing though.
You ever watched?
You got out of class for like 4 days for that movie.
You ever seen the Wiz, the black version of,
yes,
the Wizard of Oz
with Michael Jackson?
Oh, it's fire!
It's fire! No.
It's fire!
I watched the cartoon version.
Now look,
The cartoon. Every one of you honky motherfuckers is listening to this show right now. Do not watch the regular version of Wizard. Go watch the Wiz. It's got like Diana Ross. It's got Michael Jackson before he touched some kids' buttholes.
He was still black at that time.
He was very colored at that time.
Yes.
He was. I like little Michael when he's black. What are you doing? Why are you fucking talking to me like?
She's
scared.
Of what?
I have a lot of problems, but this one works.
It's a podcast. He can say what he wants.
Oh, because I said color.
Is canceling.
Oh no, the black folk love me. I'm invited to barbecue. I got Jordan golf shoes. They fucking like. I put hot sauce and everything. I like thick women. Only thing that they like get mad at me about is I don't drink their like. I don't drink Hennessy.
Thick woman, power to my people.
Yeah, power to your people. I love the blacks. They love me.
We can all be kidnapped, and we know where all the good food is.
How you going? Have you never listened to one of my shows?
Not a lot of them.
Oh, no. I do this all the time.
How you going to stab a man and not listen to his shows? That is just wrong.
No,
he does. He lists all of them. He promotes me more than fucking anybody.
But
I was being facetious again.
She listens to a lot of the domestic violence.
Oh, I love the domestic. So I don't love. I hate the women.
She's never listened to like the bullshit ones.
The drunk shows are fucking great.
They are very well represented shows. The domestic violence ones, for someone who's experienced stuff like that's very well represented. And I think
I've got on Tuesday the two girls that just came in here.
Oh, they were amazing.
Well, the police officer, the GBI agent that they're always with, that they're helping with.
I haven't read it yet, but it came in. I haven't read it yet.
I haven't read it yet either.
I'm going to read it.
I've read pieces of it.
No, I'm going to read it.
No, she's tough. Her, Jen Street, April Scarborough, Jen Street, and then the officer that they talk about in the book a lot and other stuff, they're coming in Tuesday. He's coming.
Jen's the first one you did.
Jen Street, the recovered.
That was the first one you did. Yeah, I was sitting there wanting to call you that day. I was like, the day I heard it.
Yeah.
I was sitting there going, okay, when she does murder her ex, you're going to jail with her because.
Why?
You told her to go murder him.
Fuck yeah, kill a child molester.
I'm right there with you.
And this is where we tiptoe into the premeditation.
Yeah. I'm like, hold on, he's gonna be an accomplice because he told
I will her tell each one kill. Of I will tell each one of you this. I do not care if I spend the rest of my life rocking orange. If anybody touches anybody's youngins in this room or anybody's youngin everywhere, I will put a fucking bullet in you and won't think twice about it.
I will support your commissary life for the rest of your life, homie. Yeah.
Long, so make sure I got my ramen noodles. I'm fine.
I got you. That's right. Chicken or beef.
About that on the way home, she was talking about something that's going on. I don't watch the news.
Yeah.
I do not watch the news.
Yeah, I don't watch it anymore.
I don't.
Because you never get a real story, number one.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't watch it, because I don't know if what that news channel is actually putting out is true.
You have to literally watch about 5 news channels and see the narrative, the common pieces that are in it. That's where you find the truth.
She was telling me something about somebody who's going to get killed by the firing squad.
I don't fucking know anything about that.
Yeah,
that's in North Korea.
Your mic's
everybody gets killed by the firing squad in North Korea.
I'll be honest.
Did you talk to the back of the microphone?
This guy,
I would rather read a paper.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So this guy from North Korea smuggled in a USB drive to high school kids, and he is going to be killed by firing squad because I think it was 6 high school students that watched it, and he's going to die, and I think that they all got life sentences. And
what was on the USB drive?
It was Squid Games.
Oh, y'all know why, though?
No, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you something very fucked up, and nobody's going to believe this about me.
I doubt that.
There's certain things that North Korea and China do that I agree with. You know why? Because you get to see how fucking ignorant people are by the information they're given in this country. A lot of people are like, oh, no, the government needs to tell us everything. Well, the government only tells you 10% and people act as fucking stupid as they do now. I'm almost fine with the government fucking, because it's not because of me. But it's because of the dumbasses you see on social media every single day. And they're just saying the most backwards, dumb fucking shit. It's like, you know what? There's a reason why the government has to control the narrative.
No.
That is true. However, on the same note, that's what you get when you blindly believe and you don't check your own stuff.
You are correct about
when
that.
When you blindly believe that, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. If you don't question and you don't ask these questions and you don't care to know, then you can't complain, number one, because I'm tired of hearing people bitch about the government when they, I don't vote, I don't do this. Then what are you talking about?
That's why I don't do anything with news or anything, because I'm lazy. I'm not going and fact checking everything I hear.
And you should.
I'm not going to. Yeah. So therefore, I don't watch news. If it happens, then it happens.
But do you get on social media and complain one way or another?
No. I should be the biggest complainer of shit in this room because of my job. And I very rarely. You know what, with the Kyle Rittenhouse case? I was the one of the few people that was like, you have to separate this from moral and legal. Correct. And I have so many friends that once I started the conversation with them, I saw how they responded. And I was like, you know, it's just best not to talk to them about it. Kyle Rittenhouse might be like a hero to some people. And I think he's a badass for what he did, to be honest with you.
But if they had charged him with manslaughter, it would be different.
But did he go across state lines with a weapon? He went across state lines, didn't he?
Either way,
he was underage. He couldn't own it.
No. What they said in that state, it was legal for him to carry.
Who sold him a gun? He went across state lines and purchased a firearm.
Yeah.
Who sold a 16-year-old a firearm in the first place? Let me ask that question.
In that state, according to what I read, I didn't go into it. Because I did kind of look into that. Because that was my question. I'm like, how in the hell is a 17-year-old got an AR?
Yeah.
Or how does he buy it? And you're walking around, and they didn't lock you up because you're underage, according to what I thought. I didn't look into it, but according to that state.
Emily, go ahead and fucking read whatever you're... According to that state, 17 years old,
they could possess one.
Now, I don't know. The same way you got 15-year-old girls looking like 21-year-olds getting into bars. And it's the same thing.
From what I read, it was his dad's AR. I heard it was his dad's AR, and in that state, you couldn't purchase a rifle or a shotgun until you're 18, but you can own one if you're under 18.
See, that's what I thought.
It's in every state.
But my thing is, he's 16. My mom and daddy might as well have had a GPS tracking location on me. I'm just saying, like, who's going to let their child go to a different state and do this? It's kind of the question, too.
Well, the point that I had tried to make to people over and over again was... They tried to make it a moral case.
And that's not the case.
All they would have had to do is say, he shouldn't have had this here. This is against the law.
Correct.
What he did, defended himself, is completely fine. Yes. He should have been able to defend himself. But he shouldn't have been in that situation in the first place.
Exactly.
If I'm the attorney in that case, that's the only thing that I'm bringing up. But the prosecuting attorney in that case was a fucking idiot.
Correct.
I think it was a setup from the very beginning. Have y'all heard what happened as soon as the trial was over about the judge throwing him his gun?
No.
It's the coolest fucking thing.
Enlighten us, Mr. Terry.
When the trial was over and they said not guilty across all boards, Kyle was going to walk out. The judge walks down, grabs the fucking AR, tosses it to him and said, young man, this is yours. Have a good day.
But that's what I'm saying. The story I read... said it is legal in that state. I don't know.
It might be.
I don't know because I'm not going to
research. Either way,
I read the story, said it was legal. I thought 18.
I'll tell you another thing that's fucked up right now, and everybody's listening to me, before y'all jump on my balls, because you know I stand for Americans being Americans and fucking being free. Go watch 4 Hours at the Capitol that was just released on fucking HBO Max. Let me tell you. I am all about people being patriots and wanting to take this country back and doing it the right way. When you see the fucking way that people acted at the Capitol that you didn't see, the Capitol building on Inauguration Day or whatever it fucking was, I fucking hate everyone that broke into that Capitol now. I hate everybody that fucking did what they wasn't supposed to. Because when you go watch what they did to police officers... I now understand, after watching that documentary, why so many people that was even on the right were outraged. Because there were people, just like everybody sitting in this room right now, that were fucking assaulting police officers, doing their job, throwing fucking rails at them, throwing punches at them, and everything so they could get to the Capitol.
Tried to attack them once they got there.
They did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I never liked the fact that they broke into the Capitol in the first place.
I never
place.
Understood no. the point. Well,
I get the point of it.
I don't, but I don't look into politics yeah. like you do.
The point, the point of it is, like, and it's really, America was founded on us not wanting fucking somebody to govern us, to us live, to set our own rules, right?
I just don't know.
Well, it's
the old saying, we the people, right?
What were you going to accomplish?
It's metaphorical, but it is people taking back the Capitol. People taking back the Capitol is saying, in a show of force, is saying, remember, you work for us. This is our country. This is our house. This isn't your house. This is our house. I get the metaphorical meaning behind it. But when you destroy shit and you hurt police officers and you hurt people that there was no... They fucking wasn't the ones to be mad at. You want to go do something? Don't nobody do this. Go burn Nancy Pelosi's fucking house down.
So, what? I completely agree
like, don't,
with you.
Don't assault
on,
her.
On the Capitol
she doesn't deserve it either. She's a bitch,
I'll
though.
I'll explain this. One of the reps that comes to where I work, he's a National Guard, and he actually was there when the Capitol riots happened, and he witnessed... what we as Americans that we're fighting for our freedom, but the way that we publicized it that day, you're hurting innocent Americans, weekend warriors, you're hurting people. I mean, their daddies, their mamas out there on the front line, and they had to witness it, and they had to hold their guns up and say, hey, you can't come through here. Innocent people fighting for something and doing it the wrong way is the sad thing about it. It's right. The way that they felt that they had to react to get what they wanted when that wasn't the way to go about it. I completely agree with you on the Capitol riot as far as that goes, because I work with someone personally. He came in 2 weeks after the Capitol riot. He was in the room with me, and he told me, he said, I've never seen anything like this. I never thought that I would have to hold my gun up to the people I'm protecting on a daily basis. And that's the honest truth about it. I mean, honestly, you think about it, you think about the people that are in arms, you think about our police officers that are risking their lives on a daily basis, and then you hear it from someone who was there and personally saw it, and he had to hold a gun up to somebody who was fighting for beliefs that he agrees with, but they went about it in the wrong way because they were upset and mad, and they just let their frustrations out. And one single, like, hey, let's go do this, and let's show them we're American, and they went about it in the wrong way.
You are fucking right. I'm telling you, it completely changed my view on everything after watching that documentary. And it's literally filmed from the perspective of people in the crowd. It's not like somebody making the shit. It's somebody bought a bunch of footage from people that were in the fucking crowd, and it's disgusting. I wasn't
get what it was going to change.
Yeah. It wasn't going to change anything.
No,
it really was. It was a show of force to remind people that you work for us.
With all the riots, I don't get.
I think it's a show of notoriety. Yeah. I think it's an excuse for a lot of people to pillage. And I think there is a very, very distinct difference between fighting for your freedom and protecting your liberties. Now, look, if I stay at my house and I protect my property and my people, that's me staying in my lane and protecting what the Constitution gives me a right to protect. But when I go out and I loot stores and this and that, which I think a lot of people are using, hey, I want to be on social media, or hey, I want to get free stuff, because all these officers who are having to fight the people they are protecting, it's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's out of the point.
The looting, you can look back with the looting.
I hate that stuff.
You can look back with the looting. It does not matter what big thing happens. Me and some people were watching the Braves game as they were winning the World Series. You know why it's good that the Braves did not win in Atlanta? Because there would have been looting in Atlanta. There would have been rioting in Atlanta, and then it would have been said, oh, there was people out celebrating. They had too much fun. Unfortunately, there are certain people. It's not one race. It's not one culture. It is a group of fucking morons that they use the excuse of either violence or happiness as a reason to go out and just fuck shit
up. And steal. Yeah. And to steal. And my aunt actually lives in Baltimore and was there. I mean, she lives right outside the city, and they had the riots in Baltimore. And there's a video of an older black gentleman, and he said, you know what? I paid for this business. you're not, you know, you want to say you're stealing from this group of people. That's not the case. You're taking from me. I spent 30 years to build this business, and you're taking from me, and I'm in your own community.
Well, the fucking saddest thing about the Baltimore, it was either Baltimore or Detroit. I really can't remember.
It was Baltimore. Because I watched the same man say
that. The African-American police officer who was retired that owned the pawn shop. This was like because of the George Floyd shit. This guy, he owned a pawn shop after serving his community for 30 fucking years.
Yep.
A young fucking thug walks in there, pulls the trigger, and kills him to fucking get the stuff out of his, to steal stuff from his pawn shop. After this guy had served the fucking community. But then they say, oh, the problem's with the police. There is bad fucking police out here. But you know what? There's a lot more bad goddamn people than there is fucking bad police.
I completely agree with you. And they advertise that. I do watch the news. Cody does not. But I do watch the news because I want to know what's going on. I want to know what world our kids are going to grow up in.
Better move back to the country, baby.
And I want to know what I'm telling my children, you know, what they're learning and what they're perceiving as I'm perceiving it. Because I have to take it open-mindedly, especially when you have children. You got to be like, okay, this is what we stand for. This is what we believe. And be respectful to children's minds, because I can't tell you how many times my daughter's come home and she said, well, so-and-so said this, especially during the presidential election. And granted, she was in elementary school, and this is the time that Trump and Biden were running against each other. And she's coming home saying stuff, and I'm like, honey, I am so happy. And I told her this wholeheartedly. I'm so happy that you are passionate about voting for your president. And that's the God's honest truth. You know, there's people that think, oh, well, I'm not going to vote. And then there's people out there doing fake ballots to get the votes. You know, it's very important to listen to the kids and to impress on them. But I also want to know what's coming out in the news. I mean, if anybody didn't know, you know, President Biden doesn't have cancer, but he got a polyp removed from his asshole. So there's that. And, you know, that made major news. Good morning, America. Thank you very much.
The fuck are you talking about? I don't listen to anything about Biden. That's on the news.
But what I really want to know is, I mean, they have riots. They are looting stores in California left and right.
California just needs to fucking slide off into the ocean. They're pulling guns out on innocent people
that are working for a living. And, I mean, you think, you go into work 9 to 5. And people are busting up in there with guns and holding them at your face, and they're going to take everything. What are you going to do? And then you're blaming the cops for everything. Yes, there are bad cops, but the ones that are good, that are coming to save you, you got to find the fine line.
Well, one thing that they don't realize is that nobody on this planet hates bad cops worse than good cops. That's right.
Agreed.
100%. There's not. I have not had a police officer that I have been buddies with or came in here or whatever that does not hate these pieces of shit more than we do.
Agreed.
Exactly.
And when it comes to your kids, I give everybody a little bit of advice that I give that's between me and Gracie. Is if your kid believes in something, all you do is you tell them to be twice as loud about it compared to anybody else. Mm-hmm. Gracie and me had to have a talk one day because there was a kid in her class not doing the Pledge of Allegiance. And she asked me what she ought to do. Because she knows what an asshole I am. Like, I thought Gracie wanted me to tell her to go and slap the shit out of this kid. Tell him to get the fuck up, say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I said, no. I said, what you do is that kid's going to sit there and they're going to not do whatever because their parents are telling them that they shouldn't do it when they don't even understand why the fuck they're not doing it. You just be twice as loud about it. You have to be twice as passionate as the things that you are passionate about when other people aren't. That is why I'm so outspoken on so many fucking things, because there is somebody that's complete opposite of me that is telling their kids or just themselves they're going against everything I say. And that's fine. That is their opinion. I respect their opinion. I want them to have their opinion.
That's where she's coming from. They had a direct opinion about Trump that was... You could obviously tell it came straight from them. I mean,
it was
their opinion. It was the parents' opinion. Mm-hmm. Because this ain't been in the news. This wasn't something that was being publicized. So, and you know, we told our daughter, look, you can't just go off of what somebody else says.
Right.
Now, yes, she's too young to vote. She's too young to know what the news is doing. We're not going to let her watch the news, for one.
Right.
You shouldn't.
But you still got to kind of, you kind of got a parent still.
Right.
And okay, they think that way. It's all right if you think a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just think that way because your friend
tells you 100%.
This is what's going on.
Well, you got to teach your kid and ourselves too, even adults now, be an individual. There's a lot
be
of things. Yeah, there's a lot of things that I tell. I just had the guy who's probably gonna be Secretary of State, the guy who's definitely fixing to be Labor Commissioner.
That was a good show too.
Like, these people are coming here now to me because they know how big the podcast is in Georgia. Like, I've got the number one show in Georgia and shit, and so they want to come.
Do.
Yeah, I mean,
Damn, my brother,
that baby. Thank you.
So they know
that this is like a place they have to stop now. And as I was telling them, I had them in here, and like my views. Everybody in Georgia that runs for office, if you're on the right, they're a Christian. So one of the things that we talked about off air was like my religious views. One of the guys used to be the mayor for Alpharetta. I'll go ahead and tell y'all. He might have came in here, but I'm not voting for him. I'm not supporting him. He was boring as fuck, for one. And I asked him questions. Like, I want a direct answer from somebody if I ask you a fucking question. All right?
Exactly.
I asked him at the very end of that show. I said, what are you going to do different? What's the number one thing you're going to do different than the guy who's Secretary of State now? He gave me a politician's fucking answer. He did not give me a direct answer. Now, with fucking Brucey over there, I'd ask Brucey a fucking question. Brucey's going to tell me exactly what the fuck he's going to do. And I respect that. I don't think David is a fucking bad guy whatsoever. I like him. He's probably going to change my mind on shit, but I want him to.
Right.
You have to educate yourself, and you have to put these guys in a corner to where they tell you fucking what they're going to do. And if you don't do that, and you're falling to the wayside. But what I was saying with as far as like the religious stuff and everything with them is there's things that they wanted to bring up. Like we started having the abortion talk or whatever. When you talk to me about abortion, I make a lot of fucking people mad, because the way I look at it, if I ain't got you pregnant, I ain't got no fucking reason to talk to you about abortion. It is your body. What you choose to do is what you choose to do. I sit here, get drunk. I like to eat some edibles. I like to do some other nasty shit. If you ain't going to tell me what to do with my body, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your body to whatever degree.
And I think that's a respect thing. And going back to the kids, as far as that, you know, my parents, one is very, very conservative and one is very, very not. And my mother is not a religious person. She's a spiritual person. She's not a religious person. But we accepted a certain faith, and my mother was one to make us adhere to it. She's like, you know what? If you're going to believe that, that's what you're going to do. Regardless of how I feel, I'm going to support you what you do. The two things she always taught me is that, number one, your credit's your last report card. Learn that the hard way.
Yeah, I fuck have. I'm getting F's every fucking where.
You don't have to.
I'm trying to buy a house right now. They're telling me to fuck myself.
You don't have to believe someone to respect them or support them. And that's one thing I try to teach my son is, you know, if you feel that way, that's fine. But I want to know that you have researched, that you have backed what your opinion is, and you're not blindly following what the media tells you or what anyone tells you, your friends at school, other parents. I want you to know your facts. And if you're going to speak about it, you're going to know about it.
100%. Yeah, and that's
the
way it should
perfect,
be.
Perfect, Peyton. That's perfect.
I mean, that's part. Everybody should be a fucking individual. You shouldn't be scared to be yourself. I mean, hell, you look back when me and Cody were in high school. There's so many things we can talk about now that you could not have talked about fucking 20 years ago. If you go back 20 years ago from right now. But at some point in time, I realized that the coolest kids that we grew up with were the ones we didn't hang out with. They were probably the fucking gothic kids. They were probably the kids that... It's legit. Like, probably the coolest kids growing up were the ones.
Clique.
Yeah,
I mean, we stuck with
the kids who are individuals.
To be different.
Yeah. And I dig that about them now. Even that fucking weirdo that came in here, Matt Oxley, he can come back on this show whenever the fuck he wants to. He can come back whenever the fuck he wants to. I had such a great conversation with him in that show. Y'all go listen to it. It's the Brace the Debate Show.
I respect anybody's got balls enough to be
who
they are.
Suck my balls.
She will later.
I like the different people. Because you get this world is not as black and white as a lot of people try to make it seem. I love that I live in the gray now. I love that one of my best friends in this world is an atheist bitch from hell. Tiffany, I'm talking to you, baby. Tiffany is an atheist bitch from hell. And let me tell you, Cody Wiggins, Trent Garrett, Chuck Wimborn, you, a couple more people, I know would fucking go to war for me. I could call that psycho bitch right now. She would stop what she was doing. And we don't have a single belief that aligns. And she would come here right now and she would sling ass. Or whoever, sling ass is probably not the right
but
word.
She's good people and she believes herself, and I can respect that all day long.
Yeah,
it's all about a person.
I like that people
whether
are different.
They believe in
I
what
like
you
that people
in,
are different
if
than me
a good
now.
Person.
What are you shaking your head for now?
Here she goes.
She might want, have different beliefs, off. And you need to respect her.
No, that's fine. I want to respect her. I want to see what she says.
I love different people.
Yeah.
You have different beliefs. I have a loving heart.
Yeah.
I will openly love anyone, because that's what the Bible tells me to do. You spoke earlier about where me and Cody came from.
Yeah.
And you spoke about, no, we didn't go to rehab. No, we did not. Mm-hmm. But I wholeheartedly tell you right now that God is the whole reason why I did not go to rehab. I didn't have a soul but my mama and God that pulled me from the depths of whatever I was in. You wasn't there. You came after. Mm-hmm. And you can talk to God about that on your day. And I'll tell him, he'll proclaim it. But I'm just going to tell you right now, me and her, we could talk. And I would love to talk to her. And I love that people have different beliefs. Mm-hmm. And that we could go toe-to-toe. But I can't give somebody the feelings that I felt when you actually feel it. Mm-hmm. So hearing you say that makes me really proud, because it just proves that you got a servant's heart.
Yeah.
And you may not feel it, and you may not proclaim it, but you hear it and you see it. And the things that you do and the things that you say, and I just wanted to let you know that.
No, ain't you sweet?
I think you turned red.
I did. She made
me
blush.
He did. He blushed. No, Josh Terry blushed on his show.
The reason why, though, I say that kind of stuff, why you're supposed to treat people different, is exactly what you just said. There are some people, Cody is the main listener in this room right now. I talk to people about being a warrior for God or being a preacher. I believe that there are differences in this world. People like us, we're supposed to be fucking dirty. We're supposed to be broken or bent. We're not supposed to be broken.
Those are God's best warriors, right?
You're right. So, like, when I'm talking to these people who are different than me, that have different religious beliefs or whatever, what's the quickest way to get somebody to change their religious beliefs? It's not to talk to them about God.
No,
it's for
example.
Them to see that you can be a complete fuck up or came from being a complete fuck up,
right,
and that you still have faith. Like, that's how, like, I know, like, I don't care whether that person ever turns from an atheist to whatever. I don't care.
That ain't on you, so.
I know, but all I have to do is anytime that the conversation comes up or they hear me, you're going to get to hear how good God's been to me. And even though I know I'm a piece of shit, he still got my fucking back.
You got that right.
And then that intrigues people. Mm-hmm. And they're like, how can this person that likes to do drugs and drink and is a womanizer and all this kind of stuff, how can he still believe? Oh, I love women. That is my fault. Good Lord.
Well, that's too. I mean, I can respect someone.
If they had a rehab for pussy, I'd already been in and out 5 or 6 times.
And I think that's part of it, though. Like, I can look at you and you like the color blue, and I like the color
red. I like the color pink.
I know. But anyway, my thing is, that's cool that you like the color pink. I like the color blue. And at the end of the day,
some of them,
like,
bitches look off
how
brown.
How does your liking the color pink affect my color blue? It doesn't. And that's the thing. Look, be right, do right, live right. I don't care what you believe, who you believe in. Be right, do right, live right.
Well, who defines live right, be right?
Well, what you do don't affect me.
Exactly.
That's
my
point.
And I'll go ahead and say it. I used to be the world's worst. I didn't want to be around gay people. Did not. It don't.
That's cool. Do you hate me because I do?
No.
Okay, cool.
No, but now.
Because what I do doesn't affect.
But now I've grown and I can be around.
The Miracle Grow did wonders.
That is fine. I can be around whoever, because
I like them facts.
What
and lesbians.
What their what their beliefs is going to affect me.
Some of my best friends are gay.
I love the gays. No, I've got it because of her. Because
what they do in their private life doesn't affect my private life.
It does not affect me, but everybody will have their day.
We have many.
And I don't know what's going to happen on that day, but I believe and I know that God has a forgiving heart. And even if they don't believe, you know what? Everyone's life is going to come to an end, and I just want to love everybody until then.
Amen.
But is God going to be mad at me for taking his job and judging people?
No.
That's my point. That what I'm saying is that it's not my place.
Exactly.
What you do doesn't affect me. It ain't my place. I want you to be happy as much as I want to be happy.
The main point is all of it is, and we'll get off of it after this, is each sin is created equal, right? Each sin is equal. So how am I supposed to look down on somebody else because they sin differently to me?
Okay.
You can't. So why not just love everybody? The one common denominator across all religions, if y'all don't know this, is you're supposed to love everybody. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It outside of that, it don't matter. You're just literally supposed to love everybody. It don't matter if you're fucking different or whatever. I don't care if you're different anymore.
It don't affect me.
I think some of the best conversation I had in this world were people that are completely different than me. Now, also, some of the best conversation I had in the world has been with you. And me and you about as fucking close to twins, besides for one of us is good looking and, you know, one of us got back problems, as there is.
It's Denim Dan and the Marlboro Man all in one
It's
room.
Denim Dan and the Marlboro Man.
She asked me the other day, who the hell come up with denim Dan? I said, Josh says it all the time. He says that or the Marlboro Man.
Oh, that's right. You just went all denim.
You know where I got that from?
Denim Dan from me?
No, not the Denim Dan. You know where I got the jacket from?
Where? Me? I gave it.
I see you. No.
Oh, you wanted to go get it.
Oh, Josh got a drink.
What are y'all doing?
You lost.
Take a shot.
You got to take a shot, homie.
Patron.
The fuck is that?
The fuck are y'all talking about?
Nose.
What trickery?
They were sharing secrets. So I had to break up the secretness.
Goddamn. Hand me that ball of Fireball right here.
Anyway, I kept seeing you wear that damn denim jacket, and I told
him. This doesn't look good.
I told him.
Did you see Bill Mullis today?
Hey,
did you see Bill Mullis' pictures?
Johnny looks good in that gray sports coat. He's lent to Josh multiple times.
I got a Wrangler jacket from 1972, and that's the best
they
jacket.
They badass.
I said, I'm going to give me one. She said, and I put it on. She said,
I ain't going to lie. I stole it from my daddy.
It looks good, don't it?
It's from my brothers and my daddy.
Show Peyton and them Neil's picture from today.
Donnie said that he lets you borrow his sports coat from time to time.
Oh, his sports suit is
Let me tell you, Donnie rocked that shit at that wedding last weekend.
Let me tell you, he
better than you.
He legit.
Oh,
no, Josh told him to take off all that damn leather.
What did he have on? Did y'all see
Johnny
it?
Terry showed
what
up
was
and
the
showed
chains?
Out. He was like hard.
What the fuck was the
toe.
Chains on his chest?
You had to get it from somewhere. You had to get it from somewhere.
Good God, those fucking chains were
Josh
stupid.
Josh will be Donnie in a
why
few
did
years.
He think? Why
chain,
did,
chain, chain.
Why did he think the fucking three chains across
because
his chest?
He's been a biker his whole life.
He's not been a biker his whole life.
Hey, I love my
he's
bikers.
He's been a dickhead.
I love my bikers.
The actually, majority.
He's been that too.
Actually doing a bit more, so.
No, God damn, I don't know.
Did y'all give today to Josh Terry so we could gift these three families because we brought
tell
some
them
toys.
Thank you so much.
We
still
for
got
who
did
give. If you
what did we
bring
start
toys
off today with four or five
to Raise and Grace
them,
Studios, or if you want to donate money to Josh Terry,
please
do so because Christmas is about giving and sharing the love, and Josh is definitely doing that. He actually.
Do y'all know how
he
bad
wasn't,
I hate
he
doing
was
it.
Pretty inebriated. He was not ready for company tonight when we got here, but he did it within an hour. And whoever is listening, you guys were awesome.
They were
to
fucking
him.
Awesome.
And,
I've had to sober up a lot
to
since
you
that
guys
fucking thing.
Because if you got fuck. A giver's heart, you know, like we do, we just appreciate you. Anything counts, $1, yeah. $2, just, you know, whatever you can give.
She's
if
on
you
fire.
Can give.
Look at her. You're a good little spokesperson.
She makes you look bad, homie.
She does. She's very
listen,
good.
Listen, Terry wishes he was a Kirkley in the last life.
You ain't
oh,
a damn Kirkley. Snap.
I'm gonna go ahead.
12 years.
I'm gonna go ahead and say.
Oh, what's half her life?
Hey, that's her middle
name. I'm good.
That's her middle name.
She gave it up.
God damn, you know what I should have been? I should have been a trip and said, fuck all y'all.
Yeah.
Honestly. I wish I was on the rich
Where's
side of my
Dodge
family.
Where's Dodge
County? I'd have had the wrong side of the family.
I'd have, oh, God damn.
Hang on,
I got to show
Cody.
Are you
going to hold that
shot or
are
you going to take it? Yeah, I got to show Cody
something first. You went from the rich side to the poor side.
Okay, hold on. I got to show y'all this.
I think I'm the only
so,
one.
So, I don't know how many of y'all in this room knows. I'm addicted to antiques, if you can't tell by the studio. I found a new antique shop, right?
I've got several of them I could take you to.
Please. I'm addicted to antiques.
Damn mouth.
Let me tell you. We went to the one in Eastman.
Ooh.
And look what I found today on the wall.
Let me see.
And they will not sell it to me. Do you see the name on it?
Yeah.
Guy Trip.
It's my great-grandpa.
That's your great-grandpa.
Wow.
That's back when he used to own that. And
you don't love stuff with character. If it ain't got character,
his
like,
great-grandpa
it's got to live for somebody.
All of
Josh comes from a great family. And
there's just a couple cocksuckers in there.
And you happen to be on that side.
I just happen to be on that side.
He tries to downplay it a lot.
This is my people, the water of my people.
It's the water of your people's fireball. Fuck your people.
I got somewhere to take you.
Now take me. I love antiques.
Come to the house. I got somewhere I can put you.
You mean Atlanta?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, are you really going to go with somewhere with someone who stabbed you?
I go everywhere with him.
You go everywhere.
I've been going to hell with him.
He'll follow
if I don't
Cody
watch it.
To the ends of the earth. It's like when I married Cody,
the
like he married
is so
Josh.
Thick.
Like
the you
don't romance understand. Is there.
Oh, yeah,
I remember.
We're
remember
9 days
romance.
Apart.
I remember the romance.
Our parents were.
Yeah, we're 9 days
we
apart.
We have a family
our
parents
picture were like
together
best
from
friends.
Last weekend's wedding.
Oh,
home
it's
home
so
we're
you don't fucking
know
good.
I was
good
around at the bromance. That's because he had the haircut.
But it's still
girl, the bangs?
The
I got rid of them. I got rid of them 4 years ago. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody give this girl amen. Amen, girl.
That was probably the best.
Y'all been together how long?
What,
you just
picture?
Got rid of it 4 years ago?
Of all of us holding up Grandma.
Homie would have gone to sleep.
Listen, no,
yeah,
no, no,
it's
no.
On
no.
The wall
listen,
there.
Okay,
that's,
so that was
the
only hair that
it's
was
on the
still
wall
growing. There's a lot of gray in there now,
you know,
but that was the only part that still grew.
I've had my fashion make
pause. You know what was fucked up that should have been in that picture? Is we needed Chris in that picture.
I got rid of them drapes.
And David.
They gone.
We needed Chris and David in that picture.
Only
Chris and David in that picture. What?
One of them wasn't there. For
first that. Off, first, I'm just going to say this. Y'all didn't hear what was said the other night when Chuck and B-Rab was on the show?
I did.
I can say what the fuck I want to.
I was here.
Oh, you were, but we'll talk about that when we get
did
done just a minute.
Did you post that one?
Oh, yeah, I posted it. It is. It says, Happy Thanksgiving.
Look, a lot
from
of things
RGS.
Were said. I cried at the end of it.
I posted it because Cody Bradley's on there and Aaron Brown's on there.
Check
too.
Them both out if you have
when
not.
Did you
they're
post
amazing.
Oh,
when did I do that? Monday or Tuesday? It's on there because I've listened to it. It's Monday or Tuesday.
Well, Dylan's been great tonight. He's been so quiet.
No, I appreciate that.
No. Okay, folks. Well, this right here, I had a real good time the other night, but I think this is the real Thanksgiving show because I am thankful for a lot of people in this room. And
I'm thankful for you.
Appreciate it, motherfucker.
The best line
of I'm glad he's here. We needed somebody to look like a goat.
You're welcome.
This guy would not suck Morgan Wallen off at all. You know what I'm saying? I just play
how
it.
Much money's
you
involved?
Think about it? Cody's got
just a little
bit.
You got a knife on you?
Hey. It's gonna take a big one now. It's gonna take. This nigga got a gun.
You're not allowed to touch this.
What?
I upgraded.
Cody said, I ain't bringing a fucking knife no more. I got a 9.
I upgraded.
Hey, that's the only holy he's ever going to be.
Merry Christmas.
No, it's not Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Oh, that was your Christmas present. It's a nice Christmas present.
We need a leg.
We got a y'all too. Well, everybody in here got to promise me before Christmas, we all got to get together do another one. All of December.
I'm going to be here when we hand out the toys.
December the 11th. December the 11th. If you're listening to this right now, okay, December the 11th. Raising Grace Studios, come to Raising Grace Studios.
I'm staying at your house that night,
that's
by the
fine.
Way.
That's fine. Y'all come, and we're going to be giving out toys. We're going to be taking donations. We're going to be helping families.
That'll be my birthday. We got to throw down.
And it's Dylan's birthday.
Hey, mine's
18.
Somebody
present.
Else.
Hey.
December, babies.
There's another guy. There's presents. Another guy that's real big on TikTok. He's got like a top 20 song right now or something. He's been here before. His name's Tony Turner. It's December 11th, his birthday.
Really?
He's coming too. He messaged me earlier today. So we're all going to be hanging out. Come with a good attitude. We're going to have some food and shit for you. If you're a whore,
Bring it on.
Dress like one so we know. Just wear like a scarlet S on your shirt.
Birthday party.
Let's do it. Hey, I just got recently single, so let's turn this bitch up.
Single, ready to mingle.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't get laid with the women that like me. They like grown folk.
You gotta eat more.
They don't like look. They don't like people look like still at home with their mama.
That's fine.
How did I just slur that fucking much?
You did.
Holy shit.
The water of my people. I'm telling you.
Have I really? Have I slurred that much this whole time? Okay, this podcast is done. We made it to an hour 13. That's good enough. Real quick, before we get off here, real quick, shut up. This is why nobody invites you nowhere. You're better seen than heard.
Oh,
it's okay. So I'll start off with you. We're going to go around the table. We didn't get to do this other night, but I want everybody to say what they're thankful for. This is Thanksgiving. So just real quick, you don't have to go like all poetic.
I'm thankful for my family. That includes you.
Thank you.
Because you are my family. I'm thankful for my kids and family. That's it. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Kids and family, and I'm done. And your wife?
That's family, my family, jackass.
You are my family.
You,
I mean,
you are my family.
You said, I do.
So glad you're sitting across from the table.
Yes.
So glad you are across the table right now.
We're still surprised you didn't say I don't.
Welcome to 12 years of marriage.
When did y'all get married? What day?
May 15th.
Oh, so we're not even close to an anniversary.
I
got to
pull up and see.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Thank God for tattoos.
What happened when you pulled out? You got a tattoo for that, too?
I never did.
Obviously. All right, Dylan, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for family, friends, and cold beer.
Amen.
There you go. That's the most South Georgia answer ever. I like it. I love it. I'm from South Georgia. What about you, Song? You're thankful for family, too.
Everybody's thankful for family.
I know, but it's just the way you said
it. Hey, I was
said it long ago.
I had to steal it.
It's okay.
I'm thankful for it all, you know. Just being able to get up, wake up, eat something, be able to walk and talk, you know. There's a lot. I work in a hospital, and you do not get to see a lot of people that make it through on the other side, so I appreciate it. And I don't think I'm thankful for Josh and Cody right now, but I'm
he's talking shit. I can't help but laugh
at this table. But no, I really am thankful just being able to spend time with my family and friends again. Dylan said it perfectly, but those two fuckers can screw it.
Reset it. Fuck you. All right, EP.
I'm obviously thankful for my family because they put up with me all year, every year. But I want to thank, actually, a lot of people who aren't thanked enough, and that's our frontline people, our backline people, the people who sit in the back and do their job every day and don't complain and make sure we get through the years like we have the past 2 years.
Yes, ma'am.
So I want to thank them because they are not thanked enough, and they would tell you they don't need thanks, but I'm thanking them here.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, fuck my family.
Shut up, Josh.
We love you, Donnie and Rhonda.
I love you, Gracie and Lila and everybody else. I love y'all in my family. I really do. Cody, Sloan, Peyton, and Walker. I love all y'all, Kitten and Scott, Daddy and Mama. You know, fucking everybody else in my family. But I'm thankful for you listening right now. And I'm hoping that something in the past year that I've said or one of my guests have said have helped you become a better person. Because I know the feedback that I get from you guys has made me a better person. And I'm just grateful and thankful for the life I get to live. But understand, I don't get to live my life if it wasn't for you guys. So you guys and my family and my friends is what I'm really, really thankful for.
Now, Josh, you've told me something before at the bar. I don't know if you remember, probably not. But you told me something at the bar one night that really hit me in my heart. And I've kept it with me ever since then. I think that was about 5 or 6 years ago.
I'm fucking scared of whatever you're about to say.
You told me that you can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
That's the fucking stupidest thing you could have said right now. Goddamn. I really thought you was about to say something fucking
prolific.
Good that
I
said.
I thought the angels were going to sing. Like, I thought he was going to say
I built it up, didn't I? I built
yeah,
it up.
You really fucked that. That was good.
He married the Terry out of this Christmas, didn't he?
No, we haven't got to a very Terry Christmas yet. That shit is fucked up. We will tell y'all
it's
more about that
coming.
But no, Thanks, Dylan, fucking my little part up. That's fine. I
damn
thought.
Right, Peyton,
well, everybody knows that when I get drunk, I say really, really good shit.
He does.
Bad and I stuff. Did not think that's what the fuck was finna come out of his mouth. I thought I changed this nigga's life.
Maybe
he
was psychic.
And he was like, no, I'm just got a drinking problem now because of you.
Exactly.
Fuck. No, it's okay. But literally, if you're listening to this, just know you are the part of the Raising Grace family, and we love each and every one of y'all. And for those who don't know what Raising Grace stands for, it's somewhere between Raising Hell and Amazing Grace. And that is where we live, and that is where you live. I love each and every one of y'all. Thank you for making the show a success, and thank you for being in me, my friends, and my family's life. I love y'all. I'm thankful for y'all. Thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. We will catch you next time.